Jesus said, the works that I do. Everybody say work.
Work.
Say work.
Work.
I have to define that for most people. Work is not taking up space. Work. Grab the ugly end of a shovel and I'll show you work. Grab the wrong end of a household vacuum cleaner and I will show you work. Work is motion. Just shove somebody and tell them there's about to be some motion. No, I need you to do what I'm asking you to do right now. Shove somebody and tell them there's about to be some motion. And then there's about to be some emotion. And we're going to finish up with some commotion. Throw both hands up and shout, I'm about to go to work. I'm about to go to work. Somebody roll your sleeves up with me. Come on, somebody wipe your brow off with me. Shout, I'm about to go to work. I'm about to go to work. I'm about to go to work. I'm mad at this thing. I've had enough of these headaches. I'm sick of being sick. I'm tired of being tired. I'm about to go to work. Motion, work, motion. I'm on another. I'm in the zone right now, honey. I'm in the zone. I'm in the zone right now. There is an unnatural discharge. God wants to heal that right now. I've stopped saying God is healing that right now because in most cases, God wants to do it and he's asking you, you ready to work for it? Work. Work. Well, I thought I was going to come to healing school and there's going to be a wave. There will be as you go to work. Somebody needs to draw a line in the sand tonight. Grab, where's my Bible? Grab. Everybody say grab, grab. Grab your lunch pail and let the devil know he better pack a lunch because you came to stay. I need somebody that came to stay. I need somebody that is determined. I'm gonna get healed or die. And if I die, I'm present with the Lord. But I don't have to put up with sickness. I don't have to put up with pain. I don't have to. I don't have to. And I sure enough don't want to. Wave your lunch pail around. Shout down there at your feet and tell the devil, you better pack a lunch, dude. Because it's on. It's on. Now watch this. Work is what? Some of you got it. Some of you are like, Work is motion. You are going to be required to do something more than you have previously done. Count the cost. Now here's where it gets dicey. Work is against, Paul said. I was right here when I started to tell you that. Paul said, we are not as one that beateth the wind. You ever watch folk play air guitar? Did you ever hear it? No. You ever watch folk shadow box? Did they ever whoop anybody? No. Paul said, don't be like one, just going through the motions. I'm sorry. The sons of the prophets, dear Dr. Horace, the sons of the prophets said to the prophet, let us go over yonder to the other side.
Yes.
For the place we're in is too straight for us.
Yes.
It's too little for us. You're going to have to get sick and tired of the sick bed.
Yes.
You're going to have to get weary with being weak.
That's right.
Ain't nobody going to do this for you.
Right.
I said, ain't nobody going to do this for you. We're going to help you. We're going to support you. But honey, there comes a time when it's just you and the adversary. Some of y'all getting whooped by the same old devil. He might whoop you once, maybe twice. But by the third time, you better learn his strategy. I like to let the devil know sometimes, I understand you changed your strategy, but there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
So all I got to do is get in the Word.
Yes.
And when I find in the Word my situation and how you acted in it, I got you now, dog. I got you now, dog. You've named this. I got you now, dog. You can't get me with that no more. Some of you spending a little time right now just sizing up the enemy. That's all right. Find his weakness. I've discovered something about him. He tells on himself. He's a liar. And when he tells you to stay out of your mouth, it's the worst it's ever been. I've never seen it like this before. I can't believe I'm going through this. Seize hold of yourself and realize he just told you it's about to be the best it's ever been. I ain't got no shouting in there. He said, let's go. Some of you got to get weary with where you are. I want every single solitary man, woman, boy, girl, dog, cat, mouse, when I say three, and you better be telling the truth, I'll come grab you. Every single solitary one of you that are determined You're not even going to recognize yourself spiritually. When I say three, get up and shout one, two, three. Move a little bit. Walk a little bit. Praise a little bit. Let the devil know you're coming at him. I just feel it. Everybody just shout that one word. Hallelujah! There's an anointing. Keep shouting it. Keep shouting it. Hallelujah. Keep shouting it. Hallelujah. Now start shouting, great is the Lord. Great, great. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. Mighty and matchless. Mighty and matchless. Now start shouting, he's healing me. Now. All right. What I'm trying to tell you, you about to bust out. Yes. Yes. Can I find somebody? You about to bust out. You need to go tell three people. I'm too big for this now. Somebody needs to start saying you can't block me. You can't bind me. You can't hinder me. You can't stop me. You can't block me. I know now. I know now. I know now I'm too big for this. I've done grown up out of this. They said, this place too little for us. That's good. Said, let's go over there and build us a place. Yes. We've already seen it. Yes. We've spied it out.
Yes.
We know there's more than what we've been in.
Yes.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. There's more than what we've been in. There's more than what we've been in. There's more than what we've been in. More than what we've been in. They said, let's go over here and let's build us a place.
Yes.
And the man of God said, well, go ahead. Now, here's where they were wiser than the average bear. They said, no, sir. As the Lord liveth, we're not going on our own. We need your anointing with us. We know how we got too big for this place. We know where we came from. We know what we looked like when we showed up. We know how powerful we were, how weak we were when we first ran into you. Some of you remember hitting Dominion camp meeting for the first time and sitting in the 42nd pew up there in the riser. Got sense enough to say, come on with us now. He said, all right, I'll go with you. And they got over there and they were, Bible said they were felling trees. They didn't have no chainsaw. The power to the axe, wood chips are flying. And they got to own. One of them, axe head flew off. He didn't even know, he just kept going. whole lot of folks just been going. You just going. You making a lot of noise and you got a lot of motion. But there ain't no chips flying. So he went to the man of God. Finally realized, I'm just going through the motions. We're not going to go through the motions in healing school. No, no. And he said to that man of God, he said, alas, master, the axe head has fallen off and is gone. And so key number one, recognize you're without the power.
Yes. Yes.
Step number two, tell the man of God, tell God,
yes,
I'm in need.
In need.
Some of y'all, you too proud to say, tell somebody, say, agree with me, because the enemy has attacked me in my body, in my marriage, in my finances. Don't you get over into foolishness. Foolishness. You got one chase 1,000, two put 10,000 flight. We all in this together. He said, here's what the man of God said. He said, this is staggering. He said, if you know what he said, raise your hand. Oh, good. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I was talking to somebody. He said, the King James renders it this way, where fell it? Where'd it go? That's what the preacher said. Where'd it go? Where'd you get into bitterness? Oh, we're working now. We're working now. Where'd you get into strife? Where'd you get into doubt? Where did you let unbelief slip in? When did you eat that ice cream cone when God said, leave it alone? When did you lay in bed when God said, get up and shout? Okay, I only got three clapping now. We're thinning the herd. And he took the man of God by the hand and he said, alas, master, for it was borrowed right there. Right there's where it went in the water. Right there. Right there is where I lost it. And step number three is recognize you know where you left it. Step four, realize you can't get it back by yourself. Tell somebody right now, tell them, I need you. I need you. I need you. I need your agreement. I need your faith. I need your encouragement. I need your shout, your clap, your dance, your wave, your prayer, your fervence. I need. When it did that, Bible said the iron did swim. God said to me all day long, suddenly, snap your finger with me, twice, shout suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Do you know what that sounds like to the devil? Do you know what that sounds like to that pain in your back? Do you know what that sounds like to that depression and to that anxiety and to that weary spirit and to that depression? Somebody get up and shout, we're coming out. Whoa. Work is
motion.
Work is
motion.
Work is
motion.
Psalm 107 verse 20 says, that's our memory verse for this week. Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Grab your Bible. Hold it up and wave it around. Make this declaration. I declare the decree of the Lord. I speak the law of the Lord. I belong to Jesus. I'm blood washed, filled with the Holy Spirit. This Bible is true. Body, mind, spirit, line up with this Bible. I shout the law of God. This is His law. There is nothing in my body, my mind, my spirit that is outside of His jurisdiction. Everything foreign to the kingdom has to go in the name of Jesus, because Psalm 107 verse 20 says to me, God sent His word, healed me, and delivered me from all my destruction. It is so. Act like it. Go ahead and get healed. Go ahead and get delivered. Go ahead and break through into victory. Lay your hands on your body. Tell your body, be healed. Work is?
Motion.
Is that as far as I got? Motion. Against. Resistance. You want to do the works that Jesus did in your own life and those you love. You better realize right now you are going to come up against resistance. And the faster you go at it, the more ferocious.
Yes, that's right.
The resistance is created in the spirit by your motion. You get more determined, you declare. You start believing it, confessing it, speaking it. The resistance is going to get more intense. It always does right before. Resistance is getting more intense. And the devil said he's going to go right back down that spiral again. I said, no, devil, I got you this time. He's about to spiral right up out of there to never hit it again. Come on, help. Dance.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, I want to invite you to tell someone in your life about the podcast. Hope you'll do it today. Head on over to iTunes and leave a review. Share it on your social networks for me. Really helps me get the word out. I'd love for you to connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. No easier way for me to minister to you every day and throughout the day, and for us to join together in faith as God moves in and through your life. You can find links to all my pages at rodparsley.com. God bless you now, and I hope you'll listen again soon.